Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, and our upcoming show at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado, July 10th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Corinne from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Hey, La Crosse. I've been to La Crosse, home of the world's largest six-pack. Is it still there? Yeah.
Is Carl there?
Well, hold on. Let me check. Oh, yes. Carl's right here.
Right here.
I adore you, Carl Castle.
Oh. I love you.
No, I'm not breathing.
Well, Corinne, welcome to the show. Carl Castle, the man himself, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Here is your first limerick.
Feeding rye grains to pigs isn't risky. At worst, they'll feel giddy and frisky. Our final intent is porcine ferment and pig meat that's flavored like...
whiskey?
Whiskey, yes! Great news for alcoholics on the Atkins diet. Templeton Rye Distillery in Iowa is attempting to raise the world's first whiskey-flavored pigs. This sounds crazy, but it was actually the pig's idea. No, seriously, another shot will make me taste great. Here is your next limerick.
At the apex, I live life most fully. Made a wedgie machine with a pulley. Hand out nuggies and swirlies. Call names worse than girly. It's wonderful being a...
a bully.
A bully, yes! A new study from the National Academy of Sciences reveals that being a bully during childhood correlates to a lifetime of happiness, success, and vibrant health. It's true. All those atomic wedgies do wonders for upper arm strength, and stealing lunches mean bullies get all their food groups.
How did they conduct such a study?
I think they were bullied into those results. Yeah.
No, but I mean, how do you, that's ridiculous.
It's such a longitudinal study. You follow people over their lives, and people who exhibited certain kinds of behavior they correlate to having healthier, longer, happier lives.
Wait a minute. So how did they find the bullies to begin with?
I believe they probably quizzed them on their behavior.
Uh-huh. So, like, when you get sent to the office in elementary school, you have to go talk to the people doing the study.
They're hanging out there.
We're going to call your parents, and these people are going to follow you for the rest of your life.
All right. Here is your last limerick.
There ought to be men's fashion courts to handle revealing reports. Our inseam now cinches to less than 5 inches. That's too much thigh shown by men's...
shorts.
Shorts, yes. The Wall Street Journal, the daily diary of American pants, broke the story this week that men's shorts are getting shorter.
It's very interesting. And this isn't funny, but it's true. The study shows that if you have like a really bad midsection, like a belly, you should wear shorter shorts to basically distract from that. Like, if your belly is just hanging out all over, you should wear, like, tiny little shorts.
No, you should.
Carl, how did Corin do in our quiz?
Corin, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or home answering machine.
Well done. Thanks, Corin, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.